What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Yogi Obes Cheated His Genetics. So, as you guys can see in the thumbnail of this video, Yogi Obes finally got his white goddess, Nordic white goddess, because last I heard, he's living in Sweden. Now, of course, out of respect, I totally blanked out the baby. I covered the eyes of his wife. No need to bring her into the manosphere, into this, dumpster fire. Now, looks like she's pregnant from what I can tell. And I don't know how old this photo is. Now, I did not hack into anybody's account. It's not a private photo. This is a photo that's actually out there in the real world. Well, not the real world. It's out there on the ether. It's on the internet. It's a public photo. Knowing Yogi Obes, that probably was his way of saying fuck you to the manosphere. Because as we know, when Yogi Obes leaves something, he tends to burn bridges. Now, I for one congratulate him for finally getting his white Nordic goddess. And he cheated his genetics by obviously having kids with her. Now, believe it or not, guys, this video is not for you. It's actually for the ethnic woman out there, believe it or not. You see, guys, what have I been saying for the past couple of years, okay? Deep, deep down, ethnic women know that if their men can get a white goddess, they will never, ever go back to short, brown, and fugly. And Yogi Obes is proof of that. Look at how happy Yogi Obes is, guys. He's grinning ear to ear. That's it. Yogi Obes won. He got a girl pregnant. He has a child with her. Maybe two children, or maybe three by now, because I don't know how old that photo is. He won. Even if his wife divorces him, he cheated his genetics. That's it. He's no longer gonna have full Curry children. He won. You know, if that girl has, if that baby of his, whether it's a boy or a girl, I don't know, don't care. If that child of his has kids with a white person, guess what? That kid is gonna look more on the white side than on the ethnic side. So as of right now, guys, I don't know about you, but Yogi Obes, he beat me. I'm not ashamed to say it. Yogi Obes beat me by cheating his genetic with a Nordic white woman. Now, he also beat Coach Pitchbill. No, I take it back. Because I don't know if Traps and Thai ladyboys can have kids. But that's not the point of the video. The point of the video that I'm trying to get across for you guys out there is that Yogi Obes won. You can't take that away from him. He got a white woman pregnant. He has kids with her. He won. That's it. Yogi Obes can now quit everything. He can get divorced. Whatever happens right this minute moving forward, Yogi Obes won, dudes. Okay? This is what these ethnic women need to understand. And this is what you guys out there watching this video need to understand as well. If you're an ethnic dude and you can get yourself a white girl, you ain't gonna come back. It's that simple. And your woman know it. And coincidentally, guys, I'm gonna put my hands down. I've been working all day in the damn kitchen. Even though it's blocking the little bit of the camera, that's fine. You guys are in it for the, you know, for the video, not for the scenery, I guess. Unless, of course, you're like fucking Coach Pitchbill. Creep. But getting to the point that I'm trying to get across here, guys, okay? Is that... how do I say this in a... Because I've been trying to say this in many ways over the past few years. I'm just thinking, how am I able to say this so you guys and gals can finally understand this and understand this really good? It's kind of fucked up, but women are fucked up, okay? But it actually makes sense if you really think about it. And this is the problem that I'm trying to convey to you. You see, ethnic woman hate, and I've said this before, guys, but again, the best thing about Yogi Obes is that Yogi Obes is proof, okay? We went from a theory to actually a scientific fact, okay? That's what I like so much about Yogi Obes, is that it's a fact. It's no longer a theory. You see, ethnic women hate ethnic men because ethnic men are not good enough for Stacy. You see, when an ethnic guy gets with an ethnic woman, it's because he wasn't good enough to get with Stacy, so he ends up getting with an ethnic woman. Now, again, look at Yogi Obes, guys. Yogi Obes is never ever gonna go back to short, brown, and fugly. He's never ever gonna get with Pooja. He's not gonna get with Amira. He's not gonna get with ethnic woman. From now on, when it comes to Yogi Obes, it's blue eye, blonde, white, or nothing, okay? So, I know some of you curry sellers out there are now rejoicing and saying, oh, if Yogi Obes can do it, so can I. Guys, what have I been saying for years now? If Yogi Obes was 6'4" and not 5'4", he would have been a certified Chad Preet. And even at 5'4", Yogi Obes mugs 90% of all Indian men, if not more. Furthermore, Yogi Obes is actually ethnically Bangladeshi. Now, for me, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, they're all the same. But according to the Pakistani people I know, according to the Bangladeshi people I know, for example, the guy who's running Mitwali Web Services, he's Bangladeshi, and there's nothing more insulting than claiming that a Bangladeshi is an Indian. So apparently, there's ethnic differences between Indian people and Bangladeshi people, whereby Bangladeshi people tend to be a little bit better looking than Indians, and also tend to be a little bit more civilized, or, you know, higher IQ, shit like that. I don't know, I'm not Bangladeshi, but what I'm trying to convey to you guys out there is that Yogi Obes is the exception, he's not the rule, okay? We knew that from day number one, guys. We knew that Yogi Obes, by curry sale standards, he was top shelf, okay? So I don't want any of you curry sellers out there who are short, brown, and fugly to be like, all right, Yogi Obes did it. Now I too stand a chance. No, that's not how it works, dude. Yogi Obes was the exception. If you look at Yogi Obes' face, okay, Yogi Obes has a Western style face, okay? Now, I know he's brown, he's not, unlike me, he's not golden, he does not have a golden tan like I do, but under the proper lightning and sun, it's really not that big of a deal. And again, the fact that he actually has a Western looking, above, way above average face, I think Yogi Obes in the face was rated an 8 by somebody in the manosphere back when Yogi Obes was doing videos, and yeah, I agree, Yogi Obes is an 8 in the face. Look, guys, we can talk shit about Yogi Obes and his mama all day, every day. At the end of the day, he won. He won. And because he won, he just got out of the manosphere. He deleted his, all his social media. He deleted his domain, yogiobes.com. It's as if Yogi Obes never existed in the manosphere. Kind of like how Georgia Free did the same thing when she got whatever simp she got. Ukrainian Lens, you know, whatever happened to Ukrainian Lens, right? You know, what's really sad here, guys, is that this Pooja that I did a video about a couple of days ago, Sundas or whatever her name is, don't know, don't care, because she represents everything wrong and bad with Muslim women. What Pooja is doing is that she's putting herself out there with the hopes of finding Chad. This is why Pooja is back making these videos. She's not doing these videos because she cares about Muslims and shit like that. No, she's doing these videos with the hopes of Chad hitting her up. But unfortunately for her and other ethnic women like her, Chad gets white chicks, okay? Chad is not gonna settle for short, brown, and fugly. It's just what it is, dudes. I mean, look at fucking Yogi Obes, dudes. I mean, right there, look at the motherfucking picture. It's right in front of you, dudes. Yogi Obes is an ethnic cell, okay? Fortunately for him, just because he had a decent face, you know, he's fluent in English, he doesn't have an accent, he's American as American apple pie, okay? He got himself a white girl, and he ain't looking back, okay? If that's fucking 5'4", dark skin, East Asian, or, you know, and he's Bangladeshi, and again, apparently, big difference between Bangladeshi and Indian people. Whatever the case is, Southeast Asian dude, ethnic cell, 5'4", got himself a white girl, and he ain't coming the fuck back. Do you think Chad would be like, hey, Yogi, let's you and I trade, right? Let's you and I go out there. Let's you want you come here, take one of our white goddesses, and I'll go over there, and I'll take Pooja. Doesn't work like that, okay? Now, white guys might do an Asian girl simply because Asian women tend to be light skin, but they're not gonna do Pooja. They're not gonna do Amira. And this is why Muslim women are the biggest hoes out there, because they're hoping by busting it wide open that they're gonna catch themselves a Chad who doesn't know any better, okay? That's what these women are hoping for. They're hoping that a Chad who does not know his SMV to get with them. Sorry, ladies, everybody out there knows their SMVs. See, this is why in Islam, women are supposed to be covered up so they don't understand what their SMV is, okay? Because once a woman realizes, oh shit, look at me, I'm fucking hot, she's gonna fucking be a turbo thought, you know? And again, this is why in all of God's religion, a woman is supposed to hide her beauty, kind of like how a horse has blinders on, because if a horse sees all the cars whizzing past him, you know, that horse is gonna lose it, okay? Same thing with women, you know? This is why women are so unhappy today, because they realized, hey, I'm hot, I have a high SMV, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Okay, cool, but now that you're post 12, 30 years old, and you know, the rich guys are flying you out to Dubai, paying you $10,000 a week to be with them, guess what? They ain't tolerating at you no more. Now you're gonna live a miserable life, okay? So, men like Yogi Obes are very, very rare in the ethnic community, okay, guys? We all should be looking up to Yogi Obes, even though he's 5'4", and I'd be looking down at him, don't get me wrong. Yogi Obes is, let's keep it 100, he's like, for you guys out there who are ethnic, but you are fortunate enough to look, have some striking Western features, you guys out there who are like fully Westernized, yeah. Yogi Obes is, you know, it's like that dude who ran the 4-minute mile, you know. Everybody was like, you can't run a mile in 4 minutes. And then some dude ran it in 3 minutes and 58 seconds. And then, you know, a lot of people started running it in under 4 minutes, you know. So Yogi Obes is that ethnic dude who got himself a white goddess. Now all you decent looking white ethnic dudes out there can do what Yogi Obes did. But at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, short, brown, and fugly, it's no good, okay, guys? Now, granted, Yogi Obes is short, granted, he's brown, but he ain't fugly, okay, guys? So, even though Yogi Obes had 2 out of 3, his face, even by Western people's standards, his face was a fucking 8, okay? Like the old black pill saying says, there's no gym for your face. This is why I'm a big proponent of facial surgeries, you know. I just reconnected with a Chinese friend of mine out in LA. I used to buy iPhones from him back in 2009, 2010. You were talking about, what, 15 years ago? I was going through my Messenger list looking for somebody in the restaurant industry to ask him something about a restaurant, you know, a buddy of mine. And I came across this dude out in LA, and I'm like, you know what? I sent him a message on fucking Messenger, how you doing? And, you know, he called me up, and now we're going to be going to Colombia and the Philippines together, you know? He does what I do, by the way, guys, so... And he's a little bit older than me by a couple of years, so we're both on the same level when it comes to the females out there, so that's always a plus. He's like, damn, dude, you look a lot better than you did 14, 15 years ago, and that's because, as you guys know, I surgery maxed, okay? I got the fat hair removed, okay? I got buttocks, I got fillers, I got lip reduction, okay? So, you ethnic dudes out there, look. Like, you take somebody like Savvy Guy, right? Okay, you know Savvy Guy? The big black fat dude who's really not much to look at? I actually wrote in one of his comment section on YouTube that, hey man, if you were to get lip reduction, a nose job, you know, remove this over here, and of course lose a shitload of fat, you'd actually be a pretty decent looking black dude. You know, you might even be a Tyrone. Well, I don't know if he can be a Tyrone, but I think he has the potential to look better than yo, homie, yo. I'm alpha dog. So at the end of the day, guys, if you guys have a decent face, or even if it's a little bit not on the average side, like my, you know, my face before all the surgeries probably was what, a 3, maybe a 4 if I'm lucky, but after all the surgeries, after the sunscreen, after all that, I think my face is probably a 6 by now if you ask me, you know. So I probably doubled my facial SMV simply by doing surgeries and losing a little bit of weight. So this just goes to show you guys, if your face is not, I mean, as long as your face is not like inherently fugly, like some of you Indian guys out there, you need to like chop off your head and put somebody else's head on it. That's how fugly you are. But the vast majority of people out there, the vast majority of dudes out there, I don't think they're fugly to the point where surgery is not gonna do them any good. I know a lot of people out there that say, oh, Omar, well, surgery is kind of cheating, shit like that. And in a way, it is. It's kind of like getting with an ugly woman who, you know, had all sorts of surgeries and shit like that, you know. But fortunately for me, guys, I was not inherently coach pitch spill fugly, okay? So, little enhancements here and there, they really helped me out. I'm just saying, for you guys out there who are not inherently coach pitch spill fugly, you know, look at fucking cosmetic surgery, dudes, you know? I do it in Cancun, right? So, at the end of the day, guys, I just want you ethnic guys out there to understand, thanks to Yogi Obes, you do have a chance getting, his wife is not Stacy. She's more of a Becky. She ain't no Stacy. But blue eye, blonde, white, Nordic, it's like, come on, dude, that's like better than probably 95% of ethnic dudes out there, honestly, dudes. I think Yogi Obes is probably top maybe 3 or 2 or even 1% of ethnic dudes out there with a woman, you know. He's probably top 1% when it comes to ethnic dudes who have a girl and shit like that. So, yeah, let's look up to Yogi Obes, even though he's 5'2" or 5'4", and just learn from Yogi Obes. And again, Yogi Obes, it's the face, okay? That's all there is to it, okay, guys? He's short, he's brown, but he has a above average face even by white people's standards, okay? That's what made him win. And for all the ladies out there, all two of you ladies out there watching this, yeah, if your man can get white woman like Yogi Obes, they're not gonna come back. You know, the thing about Florida guys, it can be fucking, It can be sunny, you can be swimming at the beach, and like 10 minutes later it's like thunder and lightning and shit like that, you know. Let me close the window. It's not doing much of a difference, but at least, you know, water ain't coming in here. I'm almost done with this video anyways, even though it's raining outside. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Obviously I can hear the... This is a metal truck. So yeah, you're gonna hear the rain. You're gonna hear every motherfucking drop, you know, come down. But like I said, I'm pretty much done with this video. So what I wanted to say, guys, I've said it before, I'm gonna say it again, is that ethnic women hate ethnic men because they know if an ethnic man was good enough, he'd be with Stacy and not be with her. You know, that's the beautiful thing with me. You know, the beautiful thing about me is I keep it 100% with you. I tell you guys, yeah, you ethnic dudes out there should upgrade your inferior genetics. If you organically can't get Stacy like Yogi Obes did, bribe Stacy, okay? As long as your kids have that white gene in them, that's it. You won. That's it. That's all that fucking matters. Like I said, right now, Yogi Obes' wife can leave him. He won. That's it. Yogi Obes, he cheated his genetics. He won. Nobody can ever take that away from him. And you ladies out there, understand this and understand this really good. If your man is trying to get with you, it's because he wasn't good enough for white woman. Let me say that one more time for all you hijabis out there, okay? For all you colored women. If your man is with you, it's because he wasn't good enough for a white woman. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!